This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here on a Friday morning from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. And remember, everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, whatever you're doing, wherever you're doing it, however you're doing it, thank you so very, very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, or on Twitter, at Captain's America. Or don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. So there you go. And starting the program off tonight, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Would you like to say the pledge and get rolling?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize those two words, under God. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and don't anybody out there forget it either. Now, Kyle, we have the Facebook page called the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. There is another page I started, but I kind of got away from it. It was called the Captain's America Third Watch. So there's actually a duplicate page. One's official, one's not. And I let people post in both. But Facebook has now really clamped down on people saying certain things in certain ways. And I've been watching what's been going on here. And I'm the guy that started the page for the radio show. I'm the guy that's the administrator. I'm the founder, whatever you want to call it. And I've lost control of what's going on there because they are absolutely censuring people. If you say something in the wrong term, use the wrong vernacular or whatever, I mean, they're not censuring me because I'm not doing anything but posting my podcast over there and maybe some show prep, and you're doing the same. But holy smokes.
Yeah, it is very, very interesting. And of course, you know, a lot of times, you know, this just brings back the idea that, again, you're on a private platform that is making up its own rules and so forth. However, most people see these big social media platforms as places where they could say just about anything politically. Obviously, you're not going to have hate speech or incite violence or any of those kinds of things. But it's a reminder, just like with Twitter and the New York Post, that you could get shut down very quickly if they don't like what you're saying.
Now, I'm on Parler, too, and I'm on MeWe and all that stuff, but it's not the same. There's not the people over there. There's not the interest. I mean, you got like 25, 30 friends or 40 friends or something very simple, and it is what it is. But here's the importance of what we need right now, ladies and gentlemen. Number one, we need to keep our sanity. We need to be civil. We don't need to be hollering and yelling and screaming at each other. That's not the solution. That is definitely not the solution. What the solution is we have another election in 2 years. It's a state election. It's a congressional election. And by the way, Governor Ron DeSantis will be up for re-election. We need to elect the people that have done the job for us. We need election reform. We need to get that horse going right now about election reform, because nobody should be bending the rules the way that they're bending it with the ballots out all the way to the 14th. Before they're going to be counting votes that long. We won't have results in some of these states until the 14th of November. That is absolutely wrong.
Well, exactly right, Captain. And you're right. We can't emphasize more the notion that, you know, the fight doesn't stop, and the intention to go out and elect good representatives, good local government, that's what we need to do.
Yeah. Now I'm gonna take a chance here. I think I know who this is, but we got a caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa.
Okay, keep it low key, bud. Low key.
Low key. I'm an American citizen. I'm speaking the same thing I've been speaking for the last 4 years. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the American people, Donald Trump won this election. We're not conceding anything. And if McCarthy would get off his butt and look at all the fake ballots, he won the House, too. And Ron James won in Michigan, and we won Senate seats at Mitch McGann. Let me tell you, feckless Republicans, better stand up for our president who carried you across the finish line with the rest of 70 million that voted for him and busted our butt. We're not conceding anything. We won this election fair and square. The Constitution says that the Philadelphia Supreme Court cannot change the rules the legislature does. We're taking that to the Supreme Court.
Okay, well, all right. They got to stop that right there. And the reason I do is there's no Supreme Court in Philadelphia, Kyle.
Right.
Some of what he said, okay, is kind of off the wall. I get that. I understand that. But, you know, here's the deal. Yelling and screaming and hollering right now is not going to do anything for anybody. We need to think out what we're going to do. We need to organize ourselves, which this show will continue to do what it's doing in the way it's doing it. We need to get on the bandwagon for election reform right now. That is the next battle as I see it. We must have election reform across the United States. These states can no longer be allowed to count votes after Election Day. You vote until 7 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night, whatever it is. If you've got to, and by the way, the vote-by-mail stuff, that's got to come to an end. Absentee ballot, yep, but vote-by-mail, no. Forget that idea. It's not working. We're seeing all kinds of votes. And by the way, Philadelphia, they've got video of people in the back rooms filling out ballots that were blank. What the hell's that all about? Well, I think we all know. But anyway, then that's video. Actually, actual video that we've seen. But anyway, here we go. We'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And by the way, you're suffering with pain. If you've got some discomfort and you've had it for a while and you don't know how to get rid of it and you're taking a handful of Aleve like I used to or whatever the deal might happen to be, how about trying something that's all natural that works, and it works for me and it's been working for about 5 years. It's called Relief Factor. Now, this has four ingredients in it that are really going to help you out, because not only does it help you stop the pain, help you stop the inflammation, but it also helps to support healthy joints and muscles and the healing process. Now, it's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, and that will definitely help inflammation. It reduces the swelling in my left leg and my ankle, and it helps to lower and eliminate the pain that I've got there or even somewhere else. Some days I'll have a back pain or maybe a shoulder pain or something like that from some of the injuries I've sustained over the years, and I can't seem to shake it, even though I might take a couple of Aleve here and there just to see if I can do that, and I'll take a packet of Aleve, boom, gone, end of story. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort you're in. All you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the 1995 three-week quick start and see what it does for you. If it doesn't work for you, you're only out $20. But I've yet to run into anybody where it hasn't worked. So, relieffactor.com/captain. And back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Kyle, you know, I can't emphasize this enough. We need to take a little bit of a different tactic here. All of us. We all need to stop and think a second what's going on and not, well, they stole the election. Yeah, they did steal the election. So what can we do about it? Well, it's pretty simple. It's called election reform. Nobody needs to be counting votes 3 days, 5 days, 7 days, 10 days after an election. And by the way, Florida, with its 29 million voters, was done, for the most part, by 9 o'clock the night of the election. How come we can do it and the others can't?
That, those are great questions, Captain. The American people really need to demand answers about that. And, of course, the voting is left up in the states for the most part, but gosh golly gee whiz, they should be able to count the votes and have them ready in a reasonable amount of time, because it's plunging the nation into this waiting game, and that is one of the things that is helping tempers to flare. And one of the things that we have to be so careful of is not to have those tempers flare.
No.
We absolutely have to see this process play out. There's processes going on right now through lawyers at the court level and all these things, and we have to be able, because that's why we even have a legal system, to be able to address these kinds of issues. And I got to tell you, as the president said earlier today, or earlier yesterday, and now as the case may be, you know, he's talking about, you know, hey, they found this and that, and they're going in and filing these lawsuits. So we have to let that play out. One way or the other, it has to play out.
Yeah, we are now at bay with the lawyers that are out there, and we need to have them do what they need to do. Now, we don't need to be the jackasses out there acting like stupid fools, making comments like Keith Olbermann did yesterday. Keith Olbermann said he wanted President Trump removed and arrested, and he called for the president's 69 million voters. He called us all morons. Okay, that's fine. He's entitled to do that. But then again, we're also entitled to point out to him that he's calling the names of us, and I'm not going to play that game, okay? I'm just not going to do it, because Keith Olbermann is nothing anymore compared to what he was at one time. He's a has-been. Now, you've also got Governor Cuomo in New York State, who doesn't want to take any blame for anything, correct?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
He's blamed Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, for all the Democratic losses on Election Day all across New York State. It's Bill de Blasio's fault. Really? What the hell does Bill de Blasio have to do with Syracuse, New York, Buffalo, New York, Watertown, New York, Oswego, New York, Utica, New York, Binghamton, New York? Nothing.
No, that's right. And you see, what they're trying to sort of cast the blame on, Captain, is anything but a systemic problem with the Democrat Party, and they're selling out to defund the police and, you know, all these different socialism and all this stuff. It's just not playing with Americans of both parties.
Well, they are going to go after, it's not just a squad, but there's members of the Democratic Party right now that are going to go after a leadership change. They believe Nancy Pelosi has failed them, because it's not just 5 seats. It's not just 6 seats. It's not just 7 or 8 or 9 seats that the Democrats have lost. It's 13 seats they've lost so far, with 30 more in play, including in your state of California, where it looks like they could gain 4 more seats. So now they picked up 17. The Democrats have lost 17, and their lead suddenly becomes marginal in the House.
Well, marginal. That's right, Captain. That's exactly right. For example,
and it's going to be more. I'm going to tell you right now, I wouldn't be surprised if the Republicans, Kyle, don't pick up 20 to 25 seats. They needed more than that, but it's going to be very close in the House.
And that would be a seismic event.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be a shift of power in the House, per se, but it would be a seismic event, a big enough earthquake, if you will, in order to topple Nancy Pelosi out of power one way or the other. Not that it goes
right
to the squad, but the Democrats who are just hopping mad, Captain,
they are.
That Nancy Pelosi led them down this path to this kind of destruction, this level of destruction. And you mentioned California, for example. There are a couple of districts. There's District 39, where the Republican challenger is leading.
And see, for the person that just texted me this message on the Facebook instant messenger, they said, well, they're going to change the Bill of Rights. They're going to change the Constitution. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. Stop and think about what you just said there, person that texted me. How are they going to change the Constitution and the Bill of Rights when they don't control the Senate and they don't control two-thirds of the House? You're not going to get two-thirds of the House members to vote. You're not going to get two-thirds of the Senate to vote. You're not going to get two-thirds of the states to vote. All of that needs to be done in order to make any type of changes like that. It's not going to happen.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. What they will do is they will try to make things a political, you know, critical mass on certain issues that will continue, and I hate to say this, but we'll continue to gin up the kinds of demonstrations and problems that we've seen from the left up to this point, because they believe that by creating chaos and attacking the police and all this kind of thing, that somehow that is going to advance their agenda. But we just saw that it didn't do that. In fact, it absolutely ruined the Democrats, in terms of any cohesiveness they might have had, and they didn't have a lot of it, and now they're going to have almost none of it.
Well, the president yesterday at the White House news briefing late in the afternoon, which, by the way, ABC, CBS, and NBC started out to cover it, and then they cut away after he got into what he was talking about. They gave him about a minute, and then, boom, that was it, gone. But for those of you that weren't able to see it and haven't seen it, I'm just going to give you a highlight. President Donald Trump at the White House news briefing said, if you just counted the legal votes, he would have easily won, just the legal votes. Now, Trump can win in court. Alan Dershowitz is saying his best opportunity is Pennsylvania. That's number one, depending on which states he loses in. But Pennsylvania is his best opportunity, because I've been sitting here watching his numbers just dwindle away. He's down to less than a 2,000-vote lead in Georgia right now, and they still got a bunch of votes to count.
That's exactly right. And, you know, and one of the reasons they cut away from the president's press conference is because he was saying things like, what happens when they dump a bunch of votes, but, like, they're all for Biden, basically? I mean, none of that makes any sense. I mean, just, to, you know, statistically speaking,
yeah,
you figure that there would be,
all right,
you know, somebody
voting. Let me go to the phone lines. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. All right. Whoever that was wouldn't say anything, so goodbye, see ya. But here's the thing, okay? The vote counting rolls on, and it'll continue for a while, as we well know. Nevada's deadline for accepting ballots is November the 10th. That shouldn't be. The Trump campaign, of course, announced a federal lawsuit in Nevada alleging that illegal votes there had been counted. They were immediately challenged as to, well, who, where's your proof? Where's your, well, they'll submit it when they go to court. But we know that there's things going on. By the way, the North Carolina election results will take another week to be finalized.
That's right. Exactly.
Yep. And, of course, Joe Biden is out there saying, well, I have no doubt that we'll defeat Donald Trump when the vote count is done. Well, maybe he will, and maybe he won't. But we have to assume that Donald Trump could lose. We have to do that. We have to assume that Joe Biden could win. Now, can we assume it was fair and square? No. No. Right?
No, I agree. Yeah, something's going on.
So, therefore, the lawyers have to fight it out. Not us. Not us. The lawyers have to fight it out. We have to come up with some sort of plan, and our plan should be, number one, election reform needs to happen now. No more of this nonsense. Counting votes a week, 10 days, 2 weeks out. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Vote counting continues into a fourth day as five states still remain too close to call. Both President Trump and former Vice President Biden addressed the country on Thursday. Biden called for every vote to be counted.
It's how people of this nation express their will, and it is the will of the voters. No one, not anything else, that chooses the President of the United States of America. So, each ballot must be counted, and that's what we're going to see going through now. And that's how it should be.
And speaking from the White House, President Trump said his campaign is still looking at challenging mail-in ballots that came in after states' deadlines.
If you count the legal votes, I easily win. If you count the illegal votes, they can try to steal the election from us. If you count the votes that came in late, we're looking at them very strongly.
USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You most certainly are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and this segment is brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico.com is the website to go to, and Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years. They are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your Geico website can take care of giving you a price quote for the car, the truck you're driving, the motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV that you may also have. By the way, if you have homeowners or renter's insurance, they'll take care of that for you. And if you bundle your homeowners with your motor vehicle insurance, you will save a bunch of money. That's why they call it the bundle plan. And the same thing with your renter's insurance if you're a renter. So go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Do what I did. Go in there and get some cost comparisons. See what happens. They've been saving me money every year for the last 15 years, and knock on wood, there it is right there, knock on wood, I get a 10% safe driver discount every year, and that's really nice. I watch the numbers roll backwards on the old policy. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, judges in Georgia and Michigan yesterday quickly dismissed the Trump campaign lawsuits, undercutting a campaign legal strategy that was going to challenge the integrity of the voting process in states where the result could mean President Donald Trump's defeat. But as we talked about when we came on the air, Alan Dershowitz, a renowned legal scholar is saying that the president's best chance, of course, is Pennsylvania for a win legally. Now we have to let the lawyers go out there and do what they need to do. That's where we're at. And we, the people, need to concentrate on what we need to do, and that is to get rid of the problem that was created to begin with by all of these judges and governors and this, that, and the other that very quietly changed regulations right up until almost the day of election and said, no, we're not going to do this, this, and this. We're going to do that, that, and that. And it takes, according to the law, it takes legislation from the state legislatures to change voting practices, because what do we do at the federal level when we have an election, Kyle? We turn it back to who?
To the states. Yeah,
yeah, it's a states' rights issue. So therefore, the states are in charge of who votes and how they vote and this, that, and the other. But with a federal election, and I thought about this a lot yesterday, and I had a number of people suggest it to me, so I'm going to bring it up now. With a federal election, there should be no exception when it comes to president, senator, congressman, anything that's federal that should be voted on. And when the ballots close, when the polls close that day, whatever time it is, 7, 6, 9, 10, midnight, whenever the polls close, that's it. No more voting, no more ballot counting, no more nothing. You count the votes that are already there, and away you go.
Well, right. Now, of course, over time, what's happened is in the interest of and the good intentions in some cases, and but others, obviously it's a way to try to game the system. But the idea of, you don't want to disenfranchise anybody to vote. You don't want to, you want to have early voting. You want to, you know, extend the voting time, and on it goes. But you're right, Captain. Eventually, there has to be, you know, this is when it's open and this is when it's closed. And people have to have, see, in other words, it takes off the responsibility of people to actually have to make a plan and vote. And, you know, we should have some responsibility to do our civic duty. It has to be incumbent upon us somehow.
Now, the other thing is, prominent House Democrats say that the defund the police issue hurt their party's chances across the country. Well, duh, because in many blue states, voters also did the following. 24 measures overhauling police in areas across the country were passed, all in blue states, I might add. And the police are just hopping mad in those areas because, again, they're taking money that should be going for crime prevention, this, that, and the other, and it's going to be used for social programs and educational programs and to get the homeless off the streets and give them a place where they might be able to get a job or something. Well, you know, crime is crime, period.
Well, sure, and can you imagine, Captain, if Joe Biden becomes the president and Kamala Harris becomes the vice president, that there's going to be such immense pressure on the White House to literally lead the charge on the defunding and all the stuff, that is not going to play well with the American people, I can tell you that right now. And because right now everybody's kind of reeling from this thing of, we were all watching this unfold. We saw the rallies. We saw the enthusiasm. We saw Joe Biden have 20 people at a rally, the quote-unquote rally. And now we're being told, as we were then, don't believe your eyes. Don't believe your senses. Don't believe, you know, what you see in front of you. And that's what people are reeling from right now. And that's why there's so many questions about what exactly has happened in this election. Now, again, as you said, and I'm totally with you, they're fighting this out in court. This is a system that has to play out. But this is going to rile people up in the sense that they are going to, I think, vote for candidates that are going to actually make real changes to these kinds of corrupt systems.
Right, and it's not too soon for people to call up the new winners, the new people that got their seats and this, that, and the other, call up their campaigns or email them or send them letters and whatnot and say, look, now that this election is over, we need election reform, and we need it now. And if you want to get reelected the next time around, we are starting a national movement right now for election reform. The rules need to be changed. We need to bring everything into some sort of simplification where, again, you vote. Your vote, you're not counting votes 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 14 days after the election's over. You're just not doing it.
Well, right, because you know what happens, Captain, is that every single day that there's uncertainty about the American government, the American president, our geopolitical enemies and anybody else out there with some weird cause, they look at us as being very weak.
Yeah, and I just thought of something. Now, even with the military ballots that come in from overseas, and there's an exception there, if sometimes they come from a combat zone, they give them an extra day or two to get there, which I get that. I understand it. But all the absentee ballots in my home state of Florida, everything was counted election day.
That's right.
Everything.
That's right.
And we were done. We were done. We were done counting votes. We weren't adding any more votes in there, nothing. We were done. How come we can do it here, 29 million votes, and these other states are going, oh, we need another week. Well, we need 5 days. What is the problem?
Well, right. Well, you know, if you just reverse it for a second, let's just say that the Republicans said, we're going to do mail-in voting because, you know, generally we think it's going to help us in the elections, which is, of course, what the Democrats, I think, completely believed. But can you imagine, Captain, this was rushed out so fast and nobody did any studies, but we did have evidence of other elections that didn't go well with the mail-in voting thing, not absentee ballot, but the mail-in voting, and this was done on such a massive scale, and look what's happened.
All right, let's go to the phone lines because we got Dan Amann, Lafayette, Indiana, on the line. You've been listening to us?
Yeah, I have, you know, and this kind of dovetails into the discussion we had election night.
That's right.
And what I said was this, it's pretty simple. You know, the Constitution says the election day is the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November.
Right.
It's not the weekend before election day. It's not the month before election day.
Yep.
The way we have it arranged now, October is basically election month.
Yeah, you're right.
We stand in line for a lot of trivial stuff. Once or twice a year, it won't hurt to stand in line an hour or so to vote. So all this convenience crap, is that it just dovetails into crime, corruption.
Yep.
You know, voter fraud. You know, I watched, you know, today, mailmen in Philadelphia and the way they were laughing on the back dock when they were getting paper ballots in. If you're going to vote paper ballot, you better do it at the polling station. And you don't mail them out. That's another thing, if you wanted to get technical about it. The federal government is to stay out of local elections. Well, you're using the U.S. Postal Service to mail the stuff.
Did you hear about the guy on the Canadian border? They had a U.S. U.S. postal worker on the Canadian border, and of course they checked car trunks and whatnot there. Opened up the trunk, and in the back of the trunk were two mailbags full of mail.
Well, you know,
some of them, of course, were ballots.
I'm hearing they're finding duffel bags full of ballots over in Illinois.
That's true.
Not surprising.
That's not, yeah, no, you know, not in Illinois. No, nor Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Philadelphia is terrible.
That's right.
They should have put a fence around that place on election day.
Yeah.
But, you know, the whole thing has gotten out of hand. Like I said, when you're running a campaign and you're still doing the ground war of door to door, you don't know who's voted already and who hasn't, so you're spinning your wheels
right.
on a lot of.
Well, I'm going to give you a choice. You can hang on while we do the Truckers Report and come back after that, or you can talk to us later.
Well, I'll tell you guys, I wish I had the time to talk to you later, but
okay.
I'm going to have to talk to you sometime next week.
All right, thanks. That's Dan Amann, everybody, and Kyle, you hang on, and folks, we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch as we go out there and take a look at the highways and byways for the truckers that are out there tonight. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you doing that for us. And Donna lives up there, Charleston, Georgia way, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning. And a big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Bible Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Make sure you stop on by there on the Third Watch and say, hey, man, I was listening to Captain's America Third Watch, and he was talking about your truck stop on the radio, and I'm stopping in to find out what you're all about. And you get yourself a free cup of coffee, number one. The price of fuel is always competitive there, number two. So you want to join the truck, the driver's club while you're there, too, because you get points for buying fuel, points for getting food in the restaurant, points for buying stuff in the trucker store, and you can use those points down the line for several different things, including getting things from their driver's club gift platform that they got there, too. All right, but we're going to get started, and here we go. remember them. Deep Purple. Smoke on the Water. And I'm going to bring Kyle in the mix there. I'm telling you, they get it going, don't they?
Yeah, that is a real classic, bona fide classic.
Oh, yeah. I remember that from years ago. And boy, what a great time we had dancing and stuff like that. So there you go. All righty. Now let's take a look. I'm going to read a weather statement. I'm going to turn it over to Kyle. A couple of strong Pacific storms are going to bring widespread lower elevation rain, heavy mountain snow. And, folks, we're talking a foot or two or three, and gusty winds to the western states. Now, dry winds ahead of the front will produce critical fire weather threats for the eastern Sierra Nevada mountains, the central Great Basin, and portions of the plains. In the meantime, tropical moisture will make its way to southern Florida. It could produce some flooding in advance of the approaching tropical depression, which is soon to be a tropical storm again, named Etta. So, Kyle, take it away out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yeah, we're going to start here in Southern California tonight. I walked out of my house today and looked up in the sky and saw lots and lots of clouds. So we do have that storm moving.
Clouds or smoke?
Well, at least it wasn't smoke. No, it wasn't smoke, and it's a welcome change, I'll tell you that much. But we are looking for that storm to come through here in our area in Southern California. That is going to bring a lot of rain, at least over Saturday and Sunday. Also, of course, up in the Pacific Northwest, as we've been talking about.
Well, I want to stop you for a second because I'm looking up there in the mountains just east of you, 12 to 15 inches possible above 7,000 feet. Snowfall 6 to 12 inches, conceivable 5 to 7,000 feet. And that brings the I-15 into mind up there, El Cajon.
Well, that's exactly right, the Cajon Pass. And then also, if you're traveling out, you're trucking tonight up the 15 freeway, you're heading through Hesperia, Victorville, Apple Valley, you've got a wind advisory out there tonight, so you need to be careful with that. And then, of course, in the southwest, looks like in Phoenix, we're going to be looking, I think, again, about 90 degrees on Friday, so still warm there. But just north up in Colorado, in southern Colorado, this is in the Durango area, also Telluride, we've got a winter storm watch, and in that winter storm watch, it could have heavy snow possible, 12 to 24 inches there, and of course, huge wind gusts up in the higher elevations as well. And then following over to Utah, we've got wind advisories up and down the 15 freeway, mostly it looks like west of the 15 freeway. And that goes on over into Nevada, where we have a wind advisory in the Las Vegas area, encompassing that whole area. Also, fire weather in the central part of the state and fire weather warning up near Reno and Carson City. Now, in Wyoming, this is important, too. Another high wind advisory, pardon me, high wind warning as you travel on I-80 going west out of Laramie heading towards Elk Mountain, so be careful there. And up in Montana, of course, is the winter storm watch there. That's going to be in effect from Saturday afternoon all the way through Monday morning. And, of course, snow accumulations there could be 10 to 20 inches, and localized amounts, they say, up to 24 inches possible on north-facing slopes. So this winter weather warning, storm watch, I should say, encompasses the area of Helena, also Butte and Great Falls. If you travel along the 15 or you travel along I-90, you've got that to contend with.
Yeah, I-90-94 going across Montana this weekend is going to be a lot of fun. By the way, Steve in Thailand says, smoke on the water and a fire in the sky. Appropriate song for what's going on today. You betcha, Steve.
He's right.
All right. Now, I got to talk about this tropical system. And, you know, here we are in November, okay? The hurricane season is over. But through Monday morning, heavy rainfall from this tropical depression, which soon will be a tropical storm again. I don't think it's going to reach hurricane status, but then again, we're not sure yet. It's going to lead to catastrophic life-threatening flash flooding and river flooding across portions of Central America, along with landslides in areas of higher terrain. Now, the flash and river flooding is also possible today across Jamaica, southeast Mexico, the Cayman Islands, and western Cuba. But here's what's going to happen Friday over the weekend. The storm is going to approach the Cayman Islands, Cuba, southern Florida, the Florida Keys, and the northwestern Bahamas this weekend. This has got a lot of rain in it. It's going to cover most of Florida, certainly all of central Florida, and over towards the Bahamas. And the fact of the matter is the details of the future track and intensity of it are uncertain right now because this thing is doing a right hook and a left hook. And then coming into the Gulf, and it might do another right hook. I mean, they just don't know what's going to happen because of the upper-level currents that are going to steer this storm, not over towards Louisiana again, thank God, but towards Florida.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
And it's going to be a big-time rainmaker.
Yep. And we don't need that. I'll tell you that much. Yeah.
Well, we're all right, so to speak, on the rain. We just don't need a lot of it. But and nobody needs, you know, big doses of rain. And this thing's been floating around there, so it's got a lot of rain to go along with it. But the winds right now, it looks like as if they're calling for a projection of 60-mile-an-hour winds come Monday over Tuesday, planted somewhere just off the west coast of Florida with the right side of the storm all across South Florida towards Fort Myers, maybe as far as Sarasota, could be even Tampa Bay. But it'll be mostly a rain event.
That's exactly right, yes.
All right. So the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, folks, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Make sure you pull on in there, check them out. Become a member of the Drivers Club. You know, that's the best thing to do. And you guys with RVs and motorhomes and all that stuff, you can get into that club, too, because they've got an RV club, and you get the same sort of discounts that the truckers do. And they got everything there that you need to have, your home away from home. Need to get your laundry done? You got it. Need to take a shower? You got it. Need to get some supplies for your truck, carry around some of the food or whatnot that you do, the emergency supplies, they got it. Oil, antifreeze, whatever you need to have, they got it. So it's that simple. And some of the Flying J's, they've got either a repair facility there or truck wash close by, or maybe it's right there on the lot. Same with the Flying J's. I'm sorry, same with the Pilots, because some of the Pilots have got Blue Beacon truck washes on them.
Oh, very cool.
Yep. Yeah. If you get lucky, you go in the truck wash, you pull right out around the corner, and boom, you're in the truck stop, and there you are.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here comes the music. Kyle, you hang on, and folks, we'll be back with hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to opine, Kathy's going to give you the number, but I'll give it to you right now. It's 877-969-8600. If there's something on your mind, and we're taking a little better, bit of a tone down here with what's going on tonight, because now we got to get our legal hats on. Now this election is in the hands of the lawyers. Not us anymore, the lawyers. We can't do anything about it. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.